What if they dob us into the Broadcasting Authority?
Won't happen, mate.
What if they do?
Oh, the Broadcasting Authority's a myth. Look, for a complaint to be heard, they got to write to us, right? Not phone, write. And that cuts out 70% of the population for a start, you know? Then we've got 60 days to respond, you know, which we definitely let go by this, which time the Galahs have forgotten what they originally complained about.
10 years ago, the ABC TV show Frontline was making fun of the old Australian Broadcasting Authority. The ABA has now morphed into the Australian Communications and Media Authority, or ACMA. Different acronym, though much the same people and same powers when it comes to media regulation. But we've discovered that they're suddenly rather coy about their investigations and their findings. We were a little surprised the other evening to see this on Today Tonight.
And now to a story you won't see on the ABC's Media Watch, the ruling by the Australian Communication and Media Authority on a claim that this program deliberately set about to show Lebanese Muslim youth in a bad light. This program was accused by the ABC's Media Watch of unfairly editing the story. In short, they accused us of being dishonest, deceitful and unethical.
That's what we said, all right. But what's all this about a report from ACMA? According to Today Tonight,
we were cleared in all respects, but the findings amount to a damning indictment of MediaWatch and its standards of research and reporting.
What was strange was that we knew nothing about ACMA's damning indictment, so we rang up to try and get a copy of their report. Sorry, they said, you can't have it. ACMA told us that they don't always publish the results of investigations that find no breach of the media regulations.
I've discussed your views with Acting Chair Lynn Maddock. Lynn has suggested if you'd like copies of the reports that you avail yourself of the Freedom of Information process.
Oh, come on, Lynn. FOI? What's the point of these investigations if you don't tell people what you've found and why? ACMA says their policy hasn't changed.
ABA policy was to publish reports of breaches, not to publish reports of non-breaches. That policy hasn't changed.
ACMA's policy seems confused and confusing. But the bottom line is that it's not as transparent as it should be. The public has a right to know what the regulator's doing. But not to worry. We've got a copy of the Today Tonight report and we're happy to publish it on our website so that everyone can see the reasons for ACMA's decision. Not that we think much of their reasoning. We still think Today Tonight was out of line.